Hello, my name is Joseph. I've been Christian. I'll be talking about my faith in Christ and the continuous development of my faith in Him. Huh? All right. Okay. How it all began. Both my parents are Christians. This is how I was introduced to Christianity. I had questions later on, but I remained faithful to my faith even when things fell apart. You don't have to read Japanese? Oh, they're reading? You don't? Okay. I thought you were going to read. Oh, okay. Oh, hard times. There's always a light. When I was like 11 to 13 years old, I was molested multiple times by a neighbor, and I didn't even tell my parents about this till last year at age 18. Before then, I only told one person, Ezra, which is one of my best friends, and that is when he moved into our house. I told him when he moved into my house when I was 14. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Psalms 46, verse 1. Friendship to the test. Me and I have been friends 4 years since we were like, since we were six. He moved in, like I mentioned, and everything was going great. Although we both had baggage that we kept inside, everything was great at first. I was happy that he was going to live with us, but we argued and fought way too often the longer he stayed with us. We said a lot of hurtful things and personal things to one another that I regret saying until this day. Dumb arguments. On the photo, on this, wait. On the photo, wait, what? This is
on the second photo.
We were celebrating Chris's birthday. I ate a second piece of cake. Esther turns to me and says, "Bro, you took such a big piece," or something like that. On the next photo, it's me it's him retaliating. I still remember this argument. It lasted for like 2 hours, not just about the cake, but everything unrelated to it. Mm. What's currently going on? I look back at it and laugh because it amazes me how something so small can turn into such a huge argument. It's like a fuel to a fire. Looking back, we were just unhappy and tried to take all of our life problems out on each other because we didn't know how to deal with it ourselves. I wish I prayed more, but I was so self-centered and entitled to realize it then. Realization. I went over to Ezra's house after attending one of Ezra's friends' party. We walked in and Hugo, his stepdad, starts yelling from upstairs. He says things like, "Why are you here, you bitch, you piece of shit," etc. He was being very aggressive to him. And you can tell that Ezra was being very teary-eyed. We hid in the closet, like downstairs. He didn't know that we were here. And we stayed quiet and tried to make it seem like we left through the door. Oh, sure, I read about. Me and Ezra hid in the closet, and there was a bunch of storage. It was very cramped. I told him at one point that I was sorry. I didn't know what he was going through. And he forgave me without hesitation. We stayed till Hugo, his stepdad, left for work. Then Ezra's mom got us out, and we had instant noodles and tea. I started to get a little bit more and more distant from God. Not entirely because of bitterness, but just because my sinful nature was consuming me. I'm pretty sure I said many blasphemous words against God on some occasions. I think my grandma had a stroke, which was hard news for my mom. My sister was going through a rough relationship, and I had baggage of my own. Yeah. Well, insomnia. From age 15 to 17, I couldn't sleep. I didn't know why. I tried exercising, turned off my phone 2 hours before bed. I'm speculating that it might have been due to stress, negative thoughts, etc. I started doing bad at school and had a hard time focusing. My mom said, saw that I wasn't happy and saw that my behavior started to change. You kept bringing up God and telling me to read the Bible. And at the time, it annoyed me. I don't know why I added the dog. After years of hopelessness, I gave up and listened to my mom's advice on reading the Bible. I gave it a try, as I'm reading the Bible, I start to reflect on the attitudes towards life and reflected on the violence that I had towards my brothers and the disgusting, hurtful things I said to Ezra and the burden I was causing my parents, the blasphemous behavior towards God. All the pain I caused my loved ones were all because I was unhappy with my life and was being self-centered and ignorant. Oh, taste and see the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Psalms 34, verse 4. Okay. I already knew that I had my families and I'm very grateful for that. This allowed me to change my heart and forgive others who have hurt me in my life, but I still had this question in my mind. Will God have mercy on me for leaving him, for being blasphemous against him? The scripture always terrifies me. It's Mark chapter 3, verse 29. It says, but whoever blasphemous against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven, but is guilty of internal sin. I was trying to find an answer to the Bible working out because I was trying to find the meaning behind these scriptures. I thought I was doomed to internal damnation because I left church and God for a brief period of time and turned my back against Jesus because of like bitterness. I remember going and asking Pastor Gerald about what the scripture meant. He educated me about it and he told me something like, if you are concerned about committing the sin, that then you most likely haven't committed it because a person who did commit the sin wouldn't even be concerned about that, which like was a huge relief for me. The Lord's divine mercy. I realized that it wasn't over for me and that I still had a chance to return back to God. So I did. I started reading more about the Lord's mercy. I stopped living in fear and started trusting in my Savior. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Deuteronomy 3:31 verse 8. At age 16, I told my mom that I wanted to be baptized. It was the second best decision I ever made in my life. First was believing in Christ and surrendering to him prior to the baptism. For the Lord, that's the word to say. The truth will set you free. Finally, I told my parents about what has happened to me when I was a kid. And my mom was like, I'm sorry, I had no idea. And I apologized for not being like the ideal son. And at some moments of my life. And that if I ever disrespected them in any way, it wasn't anything personal against them. I was just unhappy and in a negative state. And I no longer have any anger or rage in my heart. I learned to forgive and love long ago. Learning to forgive will help you move a robot to your success. Continue. I'm confident that I will continue to serve God and love him. And it's a journey, and I love learning new things and the Bible and talking to people and hearing their testimony. Jesus gave me a foundation to stand on and to get back on my feet, and I'm blessed to have good people around me and the church as well. Life is a mystery because we don't know what the future holds, but I believe till my deathbed I will continue having faith in my Lord and Savior. Okay, he loves everyone. The last thing God wants to do is separate us from him. It's sin that does this. Jesus died for our sin and lived a hard and humble life, only to have his life taken away in a brutal, inhumane way at a young age, just so that we can be seen as pure before the Lord. And because the Lord took all of our baggage on himself, we can get closer to him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish in life. John 3:16. Yeah. If that isn't love, I don't know what is. That's why I made a decision to give my life to Christ, because he has given up his life first. Okay, thank you for listening to my testimony.